The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There's a distinction that is often made in our practice world between how you are and what you do. And for people who are focused on doing a lot, to switch the focus from all the things they do to how they are can be revolutionary. To suddenly discover, you know, what's actually going on inside of them, their feelings, their emotions, their thoughts, their beliefs. For people who emphasize how they are to themselves, it can be revolutionary to focus on what they do, on the doing part. And sometimes the way that mindfulness meditation is taught, it tends to emphasize the focus on how we are, which is wise many times. But for people who are excessively focused on how they are to begin with, it could just make it worse. There can be, in our culture sometimes, or people, sometimes a very keen interest in how we are, my suffering, my feelings, my beliefs, and really kind of negotiating the world through that. And mindfulness practice certainly can be very helpful to find our way in that. But sometimes it's actually very helpful to have that be more at the periphery of your focus of practice and have the primary focus be what you do. And if you sit down to meditate and what you're going to do is to focus on the breathing, let that be in the forefront. Just give yourself to that. Just being with the breath, do the breath. If you do walking meditation, just do the walking. Give yourself to that. And have just enough sight kind of on the peripheral vision to notice if you're tripping yourself up with how you are or if you're not really engaged fully with what you're doing but you're really kind of off in fantasy land, or if how you're focusing on the breath or the steps is maybe too forceful, striving, too lackadaisical. So you're just enough kind of on the edges, but to really give yourself primarily, just really be there for that one activity. And in many times in life, the focus on what we do and just the simplicity of what we do, the next step, is really a key to how to go forward. If you want to climb a mountain, and you stand at the bottom of the mountain, negotiating how you are, until you get just the right how, you might have to wait a long time. Especially maybe if you don't know the right way of how to be going up the mountain. But at some point, you just take the step. And you can take a small step, and then take another step, and you get into the steps. And any of you have done like a long hike or something like that, can sometimes know that the first steps can be hard. First steps can be a lot of doubt or concern or confusion or all kinds of things can go on with the first step. But then taking a small step, first step is maybe can be easy. Just take the next step and the next step. And after a while, we get into the rhythm of the steps, and we go into it and get more and more of the pleasure even of just doing the steps. And at some point, we even forget about the top of the mountain. We're just content to be on the trail, walking the steps, taking the steps, and what we're doing, just doing that, can be a great pleasure to give ourselves over to the what. And from that pleasure comes a new sense of how, the pleasure of it, the delight of it. But if we focus too much on the how, then we might lose the more full engagement in the what we're doing. And there's a lot of freedom and a lot of wisdom and a lot of growth that can happen from giving ourselves over to what we do and the simplicity of our life. So the simplicity of washing the dishes. Just really be there and give yourself to it. Simplicity of sweeping your kitchen floor. Simplicity of just breathing as you sit and meditate. Just breathe. Just simplicity of when you walk, just walk. Give yourself completely over to that kinesthetic experience of just walking, and let your kind of your mental concerns kind of recede into the background, and have just enough awareness of that so that it doesn't trip you up. But I think often if we give our mental life too much prominence, sometimes that trips us up too much. And that kind of sometimes inhibits the next step, the next step. So I hope this morning that as you practice here, that you might consider whether it's useful for you to focus more on what, or more useful for you to focus on how. That's part of the wisdom of the practice. But if you're interested, you might give the morning to focus a little bit more on the what, and see what happens if you give yourself over to just what you're doing. If you're standing in line to go to the bathroom, just stand there. What is it like to be completely involved in the standing in line meditation? If you're getting a cup of tea, drinking a tea, just that. If you're walking meditation, just walk. Just give yourself to the activity of the doing and see what that happens today. So thank you.